أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد وقال موسى إن تكفروا أنتم ومن في الأرض جميعا فإن الله لغني حميد صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 7 and 8 of Surah Ibrahim. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Allah's command to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fulfilling this command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. Warn the people, remind the people about the days of Allah. In other words, the difficulties that you had gone through, and also the ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to the Bani Israel, and he reminded them about the difficulties and how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought them out of the difficulties. And this is the life of a human being in this world, that they are going to be the difficulties, they are going to be the ease, the pouring of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala upon an individual, and sometimes the withholding of those ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. Hence most of the commentators say that this ayah here is in actual fact the continuation of the conversation that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had with his people. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. And remember the time when your Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala proclaimed, Allah made the announcement, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you show appreciation, that is to Allah Ta'ala, if you are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the proclamation? لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Then I will certainly increase for you in your ni'mats, in whatever I have been bestowing upon you. So this is that proclamation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes. Now not necessarily and not confined only to the Bani Israel, but this is the proclamation that Allah ta'ala makes to the entire mankind. That if you show your appreciation, on the one hand, what is the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi, he explains it by saying that it is an i'tiraf, an acknowledgement, an admission of the ni'mats that come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One very, very important aspect with regards to acknowledging the ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat is to know that the ni'mat that came from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not bound and Allah ta'ala was not compelled to give us these ni'mats. Allah ta'ala gave it to us purely because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, and this should always be the mindset. And every ni'mat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no issue of entitlement. There is no issue that I myself have created this ni'mat. I made my life comfortable for myself or whatever. And whatever the ni'mats be, all of those ni'mats come down from Allah Rabbul Izzat without any compulsion upon Allah. Allah is not compelled, but Allah Ta'ala grants it, and we on our side, we are never entitled to these ni'mats of Allah. That is the first step and the first stage of a person appreciating the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The second aspect with regards to the ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat and our attitude and our mindset towards it is always that the ni'mat must be used in the obedience of Allah. That is in actual fact one portion of that shukr. The next portion of the shukr is that we, on the one hand, we verbally thank Allah Ta'ala and praise Allah Ta'ala for those ni'mats, and then our deeds, our bodily deeds should also conform. The great Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi put it in a very beautiful way, the responsibility is ours to mold our deeds according to the pleasures of Allah. And our hearts should also make shukr to Allah, our tongues make shukr to Allah, and our bodies, we fulfill the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The third aspect of it is that whilst the ni'mats are there, we may engage in utilizing these ni'mats, but we should not get obsessed with the ni'mats, rather it should create the love of Allah ta'ala in our hearts. When that love of Allah ta'ala comes into our hearts, then of course, whatever Allah has given us, in one aspect, we are now fulfilling the rights of these ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because it is a general rule that whoever has been bestowed something, then he will always love the bestower. So we don't engage in what is, or we don't get obsessed in what is being bestowed, but rather we have that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one last aspect, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that whoever gets the tawfiq from Allah of making shukr, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, upon that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants that person the barakah and the blessings in whatever Allah ta'ala has so bestowed. So la azidannakum, and then that continues. Of course, Allama Alusi rahimahumullah has spoken about, one is the ni'mat of the ruhani aspect, the spiritual aspect of a person, one is the ni'mat of the physical aspects of the person, of course, and then we will get the ni'mat of the emotions of a person. All of those are very great ni'mats from Allah. So we go on thanking Allah Ta'ala for all the ni'mats Allah has given us. Wala in kafartum, and if you have committed kufr, I'm translating it from the Arabic, but here the word kufr actually means ingratitude. Kufr here is not the opposite of iman. Here kufr is the opposite of shukr. If you become unappreciative to of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat, inna azabi lashadid, then my azab is severe. Now one point of appreciation is this, that la azidannakum, from the grammatical point of view, is a lot of emphasis. Lam is the emphasis, the tajdeed on the noon is emphasis. La azidannakum, I will certainly grant you. But here Allah Ta'ala didn't say, wala in kafarutum la u'adhibannakum, I will certainly punish you. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has not kept the punishment a certainty to ingratitude, and that is again the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has not done that. Allah gives us that respite, Allah Ta'ala gives us that time, so that we turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat in gratitude for whatever ni'mat Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has granted. وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ إِن تَكْفُرُوا. This is a continuation now of the speech of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. He says to the Bani Israel, in takfuru antum, that if you make kufr, you, O Bani Israel, antum, wa man fil ardi jami'a, and the whole of mankind makes kufr. In other words, everyone now becomes unappreciative to Allah, and everyone now disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everyone leaves the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat to the extent they can rebel against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ, certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most certainly independent. Allah ta'ala is not in need. حَمِيدٌ, and Allah ta'ala in himself is worthy of all praise. Whether insan praises, whether mankind gets together and prays, and then we are reminded of that lengthy hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if all of mankind, the very first, the very last, all get together, and each one has that heart of the most pious of human beings, and they all make the ibadat of Allah and praise Allah, it does not elevate Allah in the slightest, because Allah Ta'ala is most high. And because Allah Ta'ala is most high, if all of mankind, all of jinn get together and make kufr of Allah Ta'ala and become disbelievers in Allah and does not worship Allah Ta'ala and rebels against Allah Rabbul Izzat, it does not lower Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's status in the slightest bit, because Allah Ta'ala is most high. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.